Now, it's been claimed that the English eccentric is a dying breed these days. A book's just been written about a prime example of the species from the early 20th century. His name was W. Reginald Bray, and the name of the book about him more or less sums up why he was famous. The Englishman Who Posted Himself and Other Curious Objects, is it called. The main interest in this man's life seems to have been testing the patience of the world's postal systems. John Tingey is a stamp collector who became fascinated with this man's antics and ended up writing the book about him. I asked him if the British Post Office found Mr. Bray as amusing as he did.
The press seemed to. He got a lot of comments in the press during the 20s and 30s. The BBC quite liked him because they invited him onto the In Town Tonight radio programme at least twice.
And what was he like as a character then?
A sense of humour. Could be strict, a bit dry at times. He was an accountant. That probably sums it up.
He posted, among other things, a turnip, a bowler hat, a rabbit skull, an Irish terrier, and himself. Why?
He was probably typical of his age, a young man. In the late Victorian, early Edwardian days, the pastimes are, of course, somewhat different from today, and he was a stamp collector. He collected postmarks, train tickets. He liked cycling, he liked the theatre. He liked going out with the girls. Probably to expand his postmark collection, he bought a volume called The Post Office Guide, which listed not just all the post offices in the country, but also the rules and regulations pertaining to the services operated by the post office. And in those regulations, he found some, I suppose you called, ambiguous statements. And being the sort of lad he was, he decided he would do things with the postal service that some people had probably done in a small way, but he decided to do it in a big way. And he tested the regulations about what could be sent. There was absolutely no restriction on items being sent in protective wrappings, for example. So you can imagine his parents, who he lived with at the time, being rather nervous about leaving any items lying loose around the house, such as frying pans, slippers, mirrors, pipes, hats, cigarettes, because they would probably end up having an address written on them, stamps placed on them, and popped into the letterbox.
How did he post himself?
This was a regulation inside the post office guide that bizarrely said that the postmaster may agree to have a person conducted to an address of their choosing. So the regulation was there, but Bray claims to have been the first person to ever have exploited this regulation, literally by turning up at the post office, claiming that he wants to take advantage of this regulation. If the express delivery boy was sitting around not doing anything particularly important, then the postmaster would instruct him to conduct Bray to whatever address he chose. There was a charge, obviously. By 1929, that charge was sixpence a mile. So Bray presumably went to the post office around the corner from where he lived.
He didn't actually have to get wrapped up and have a label put on him?
No, that he didn't. He did manage to get himself registered, so he got some paperwork to prove he did it when he did it again in 1903.
How did the postman react?
The postman, well, they must have got a little bit fed up with him on some of his tricks. He, for example, posted a purse with no apparent markings on it, and it's only when the postman opened up the purse to find an address and the stamps inside that they realised it was due to be posted. But there was an instance, at least one, where the post office or the postman responded. And this is one of the cards where Bray had put a picture of a town just asking for it to be delivered to a resident. And on that card, the postman wrote a response. He wrote this: "Pursuing this game, we hope there are not many. However, for your hobby, you'll have to pay a penny." So perhaps they were getting a little bit fed up with his tricks by then.
Author John Tingey. And in case that gave you any ideas, since 1978, posting yourself, at least in the UK, has been specifically outlawed.